This is Daeem Shafaz of the Chess Drum. We're at the Millionaire Chess Open, which is coming to an end. And people are starting to, people have already begun going back to their respective homes. I have with me a visitor from Kenya, Gathenji Hinga, who is actually visiting. He happened to be in the country at the time of the Millionaire Open. So what brought you here, if not for chess?
I was visiting family and also friends who happen, like Amy and Maurice, also mm-hmm. happen to be the organizers of okay. Millionaires. So I was killing two birds. I said I have to witness the Millionaire tournament because it's very close to us in Kenya. We've organized two satellite events. Mm-hmm. Both Amy and Maurice have come over. And being part of this and witnessing this, it gives us a perspective of what we are part of. So it's quite amazing for us. It's something I couldn't miss. Yes.
Well, I know Maurice was talking about his travel to Kenya and being received by the community there, and it made such a deep impression. And I believe he's now taken on some projects in Africa, and he's made that part of his mission. So what is overall the future, potential for the continent, and specifically Kenya? What kind of programs? I know you've done a lot with Kasparov Chess Foundation.
Okay, for Kenya, maybe I start with the continent. I'll say there's a lot of potential, a lot of untapped potential. So the most urgent thing right now is to try and bridge the gap between the access, the availability, of tournaments. I believe Africa can be a powerhouse. Just needs quite a number of things to be done. For Kenya, we would like just basically consistency in progress. Mm-hmm. There's been hiccups here and there. Right. Just have to have things to be done amicably, because Kenya should be one of the top countries in Africa. Mm-hmm. And we just hope sanity can prevail, and who knows, it can only get better. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what you had, you had a 5,000 chess sets from Kasparov Chess Foundation.
Yes.
And you were distributing those throughout.
Yes.
What kind of fruits have been born from those distributions, and have those yes. programs begun sprouting?
Absolutely. One of the most immediate program is to set up of county chess centers. And also school clubs, which is most important. So that has been a catalyst in the growth of chess in the country, because now we have a lot of school clubs coming in, and we're working with the government, the Kenya Academy of Sports, that roped in a partner for chess. They've seen the importance of the game. They're actually the lead in the distribution. They're still in the process of doing it, but several schools have already received the equipment, and we are quite excited because now we have a countrywide reach, and that's something that was part of our dream in our strategic plan, to have bigger, to widen the base of numbers and a young population. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
So in terms of Millionaire Chess, mm-hmm. It had some impact on Kenya. Do you see that excitement from Millionaire Chess being transferred into bigger projects for Kenya in terms of chess tournaments and the scale, or
yes.
is that too much to ask at this point?
Let's put this way: Millionaire Chess satellite, like the first one, 2015. It was huge. I think we broke all records in terms of prize fund, in terms of a very good venue, numbers of participation. It basically captured the imagination of the country. And from going from that, it has, even with the subsequent one and the visits of Maurice and Amy, they have created awareness. And when players are sent from Kenya or Uganda from the region to come over for millionaires, the country can see that there's more to chess than just playing at home. So millionaire chess has had a very big impact. It's had a very big impact. And we're just so fortunate that the Millionaire Chess and Kasparov Foundation combination impacted us. And it's been a tournament that it's broken all records, even participation records. So we're very happy about it. And that's why I said, hey, we have to be part of this somehow. Yeah.
So just switching gears just slightly, there's a movie that's out big in America right now, The Queen of Katwe.
Yes.
That is the lead actress, Lupita Nyong'o, is from Kenya. What kind of reception is that movie getting in Kenya and East Africa in general?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. It's a game changer for the region. Lupita, of course, she's a big star all over the world, and she's very big in Kenya. And it has brought a spotlight to the game of chess and its benefits. And there's a lot of attention coming in to the chess game from both the parents and players and Kenyans, and also the East African region. So we're quite excited. I think it has taken us leaps ahead in terms of visibility of chess, knowledge of chess, and I think with that wave, if it can be well managed, it can have a lot of far-reaching progress in the country. Yeah, in the country, in the region, in the world. And I believe the movie is impactful because it shows you don't need so much for the game to be delivered. In fact, I always say chess is the most easily deployable game in terms of it's inexpensive and the know-how it can be shared. So we are very happy with the movie. I'm yet to watch it. I'd love to watch it, but I'm sure they're going to premiere that in our country, in Kenya. Lupita, we couldn't have asked for any better. At least the Ugandans got the story and we got the lead actress.
Right.
So we couldn't be happier about it. I think chess generally needs to be told. There's still lack of awareness out there, and that movie does a lot for the game. It's a game changer.
One of the things in the movie that Robert Katende, the coach, Fiona Mutese, was telling the students after they had suffered some losses in the competition to focus on what you have. He says, focus on what you have. And that seems to be the mantra of when you look at developing countries and you look at developed countries like the U.S. We're in this casino; it's very glitzy, but you have people in the rich, developed world who are unhappy because they focus on what they don't have, whereas in poor developing countries they focus on what they have and they take enjoyment out of that, and that's one of the lessons of Queen of Katwe, and these lessons are not told in chess. Because you go to Olympiad, you have many stories like this. People come from these small countries, and they've overcome all kinds of obstacles. And maybe it's time for Kenya to do a documentary, a chess documentary of some sort. And so some of these stories can be told.
Oh, yes. Oh, there are so many stories that are yet untold, but we are aware of them. So many kids who have a similar story to Fiona, coming from nowhere to shine. And yes, we can only, we need to highlight this. We need to highlight this. It has to be a concerted effort by everybody. This is a wonderful game. It's changing lives. And what more can we do than change lives? Yeah, I think that's the least we could do.
Well, you know, you have my support, and I've always tried to lend exposure to Kenyan chess and more generally African chess, and hopefully we'll find growth on the continent so we can produce grandmasters at a more regular pace as opposed to just very, very sporadic. But I want to wish you all the best in your travels here, and hopefully you'll travel around the U.S. safely and back to Kenya. And I hope to see you, if not in Kenya, I'll see you in Batumi, Georgia.
I hope so.
For the Olympiad.
Yes, I hope so. I hope to see you again. And I'm hoping that the journey, I hope to see you, and thank you for the welcome and the support all along the years. And I believe you've been a big supporter of African chess, and we are honored for you to have a spotlight, even though you're far, but you're close at heart. So we're really thankful for that. Yeah, and I believe Africa has the talent. How to convert to get the potential? It needs us to put our brains together and to work in unison, and something will come out. I have got no doubt. It's just a matter of time. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. And again, safe travels and all the best.
Thank you.
This is Daim Shabazz, and we're signing off.